Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, a warm night blankets the cities. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv experience mild temperatures. A gentle breeze accompanies the clear skies, making it pleasant for anyone outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu says Hezbollah violations are disintegrating the ceasefire, as northern mayors slam it as fake. This comes from Ynet, reported 4 hours ago. Also, the Supreme Court orders sanctions against ultra-Orthodox draft dodgers. This news broke just 11 minutes ago on Walla, also this hour. Iran will not accept any negotiations under threat or blockade, warns the Iranian president. This was reported by I-24 News earlier today. Separately, an indictment against a Nazareth resident caught red-handed after shooting at a house. This comes from Israel Hayom, reported 19 minutes ago. And finally, Netanyahu orders attacks on Hezbollah after truce violations, as reported by JNS 8 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. The IL Red Alert account, a real-time missile alert tracker, reported 13 minutes ago that the Israeli military shot down a suspected Hezbollah drone near deployed troops. From I-24 News_EN, an Israeli international news broadcaster, news just 16 minutes ago says the IDF intercepted a suspicious aerial target near troops in southern Lebanon. Jewish Warrior 13, a commentator on regional conflict, shared 20 minutes ago that Hezbollah has officially announced continued attacks as long as the IDF is in southern Lebanon. Let's go deeper. Starting with the tensions on the northern border, Prime Minister Netanyahu has accused Hezbollah of undermining the ceasefire. This comes amid ongoing strikes across the Lebanese border. According to Ynet, local mayors criticize these violations, highlighting the fragile state of the truce. The situation raises concerns about escalating conflict and its impact on border communities. Turning to domestic news, the Supreme Court's decision targets benefits for ultra-Orthodox individuals avoiding military service. Walla reports the court's measures aim to ensure compliance with national service obligations. This move could influence the socio-political landscape, affecting community relations within Israel. Meanwhile, the Iranian president's firm stance against negotiations under duress adds tension to regional diplomacy. As reported by I-24 News, this development follows Netanyahu's prostate cancer diagnosis. The interplay of health and diplomatic issues highlights the complexities leaders face amid ongoing geopolitical challenges. In Nazareth, a 23-year-old faces charges after being caught in shooting incidents linked to extortion. Israel Hayom details the case involving vehicle theft and gunfire. This incident underscores ongoing concerns about crime and public safety in local communities. Finally, Netanyahu's directive to strike Hezbollah positions follows their rocket and UAV launches. JNS reports this decision as escalating military actions despite a declared ceasefire. The move points to the volatile and unpredictable nature of the regional security environment. Turning to business and markets. First, home price gap narrows between Tel Aviv and nearby cities, as reported by Globes 3 hours ago. The change reflects shifting real estate trends within the region. Separately, Israel is at the center of Intel's AI push, with CEO Lip Butan highlighting Israeli-led engineering. CTech reported this development, showcasing Israel's role in technological advancements. And finally, Yochananov starts selling shoes at half price through parallel imports. Israel Hayom Business reports this as a significant retail move impacting consumer choices. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.